This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
And welcome into Monday Night Raw. I'm kidding. That's just what I thought was getting ready to happen. I thought Michael Cole was about to bless our ears with some good words from some arena somewhere in the United States of America to give us entertainment. But it is Fesco Dusty back here at 96.5 The Fan.
It's also a big day for Jay Binkley. He'll be celebrating.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Rating today because on this day in 1935, ladies and gentlemen, the NFL adapted the draft.
Oh.
it's a big day for Jay Binkley. He's sitting there going, this is the day, man. This is the day that the Lord has made for me, baby.
Jack Caglione got promoted yesterday afternoon or evening, however you want to look at it. Caglione was promoted up to Triple A. He'll be at Omaha, and now the real wheels start turning. So we'll get to keep an eye on that. His Omaha debut, May 30th. They'll be in town the 30th, the 31st, and the 1st of June.
Yeah, we actually got on their website last night to see like if they're going to be home at the end of June, early July. Mm-hmm. And they're not. They're going to be in Des Moines, which isn't that far from here, but where we're going to be coming from over those couple of days. It's like, it's not really there. Too bad they weren't in Omaha. We want to go watch, you know, Jack Caglione play. So my wife and I were kind of looking at the schedule the other night, and then it's like the Tuesday that we could do it, it's like noon in Des Moines. I'm like, Tuesday at noon? That's a hell of a time to have a baseball game, but it is AAA, and I think they do play a lot of day games at the beginning part of the week. So, you know, it's exciting times now to go see Jack Caglione because he gets promoted and it becomes realer, if you will, of him getting up to that big league level. June 11th is the date where the clock stops a ticking, so you don't use a year of service time if you promote him after June 11th. I'm not saying he's going to be ready in less than a month to get up to the big league level. I still think best case scenario is he stays down all year, or if this ball club is really hitting and they're doing good things, then you bring Jack Caglione up. I just don't think, in my opinion, you bring Jack Caglione up now when this lineup is struggling, because there's going to be all sorts of pressure on him, and that's just not fair to him to insert him into a big league lineup where nobody's producing and expect him to carry the water, because that's just not realistic.
No, and you know, we'll see what happens. Hopefully he crushes Omaha. Got a really good feeling that I'm probably going to go see him play on the 30th and 31st. Probably going to make that trip. I didn't know it was only 2.5 hours from here. I thought it was a lot further.
No,
never close. Been to Omaha, yeah. So time to buck that trend and go follow our guy and see if the AAA swing is there. Because I was on that website last night. I'm telling you right now, tickets are going. People are moving. Mm-hmm. They want to go see this kid play. They're on the bandwagon early, and I love it. Ferton called this season the sophomore album. He's now in AAA. The debut EP has dropped for Jack in AA. Now it's time for album number two. And album number two can be a lot better than album number one if he wants to do it. I hope it does. We'll see if he gets to the major league roster sooner than later. And then we have a new superstar. The Chiefs, obviously, they continue to do what they have. I saw a graphic this week, and I think I sent it to you guys. It had an early season prediction.
But, like, it stopped.
Yeah, it just was. Well, it was the setup. It was, like, how the playoffs would look. Opening weekend. Chiefs, The sixth seed.
That's right, baby. The sixth seed Kansas City Chiefs.
Those Denver Broncos.
Is this with the new playoff format, or is this with the current playoff format that they have the Chiefs as the sixth seed?
It's the current.
It's the current.
It's today.
So they have the Chiefs as the second to last wild card in the NFL. Are people stupid? Like, I know people have taken their stupid pills over the last decade or so, but it seems like they've gotten dumber when it comes to professional sports. And really, the only way to generate any sort of reaction anymore, in my opinion anyway, and I think it's been that way for the last couple of years, is to talk dirt on the Kansas City Chiefs. And when you do, we react and everybody has, you know, a conversation. Nobody's talking about this Fox Sports poll and their bracket prediction in the NFL postseason, you know, 18 months away, if they have the Kansas City Chiefs as the number one team in the AFC. But you have them as the sixth seed in the AFC, and then everybody's talking, especially when you have them go on the road to play the three seed of Denver Broncos in the first round of the playoffs, because that means they have the Broncos winning the division and hosting the Chiefs in the first round of the playoffs, right? Who thinks that's going to happen?
So they're seeding. This is where it's awesome. Number one seed's Baltimore.
Yeah, okay.
About it. Number two's Buffalo.
Okay,
fair.
Fine.
Three's Denver.
No.
You ready for four?
Yeah,
Colts.
Yeah. The Indianapolis Colts, who today released a story saying if you sell your season tickets, you will be banned from buying season tickets in the future. So you're telling me a team that their own fans have no interest in, that is a battle between A. Richardson and D. Jones for the starting quarterback position, they're going to win that division and be a four seed in the AFC playoffs? What kind of crazy pills is this guy on? Because I'd like some. Whoever put this bracket out is a nut job.
I mean, that quarterback competition in that league alone is just absolutely insane. You got C.J. Stroud, stud, right? Good guy.
Stud. Yeah.
Anthony Richardson / Daniel Jones.
Superstars, okay. Right?
Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So, Number one overall pick.
And who's the other guy? They got Cam Ward down there, who literally still nobody's talking about. I mean, honest to God.
Good for him. That's the best thing that could probably ever happen in his career.
I mean, all these rookie mini camps and everything that's going on, Cam Ward totally irrelevant. Invisible. Exactly. And you're right, Dusty. It is. It's great for him. But people forgot that guy was drafted. They have no clue that this guy has been drafted by anybody, let alone the Tennessee Titans. And so you got him just kind of floating around out there in no man's land. Everybody's talking Shedeur Sanders and talking about Travis Hunter and talking about everybody else but Cam Ward, the number one overall draft.
Yeah.
It's like almost just a formality that he was going to be the number one pick, and then let's get to the stuff that matters. It's crazy to me. But, I mean, I don't know that – I don't know that the Colts are going to be in competition to win that division.
Yeah, and again, this is according to Henry McKenna, the Fox NFL guy.
Hank.
Yeah.
Never heard of him.
Five seed, the Chargers. Six seed, the Chiefs.
Oh, so they got the Broncos and the Chargers finishing better than the Chiefs in the division.
Oh, yeah. And then the Chiefs limp in as a six seed, and then the Cincinnati Bengals are the seven seed.
Are they? Okay. Yeah.
But this can't be a true prediction of the future, because on the other side, they have not only the Carolina Panthers as the four seed.
I'm sorry, what?
Winning that division.
Yeah. They have Dallas in the playoffs, so we know that can't happen.
Yeah. Come on now.
No, they have Dallas. No, on the NFC side, real quick, we'll go back to the AFC, but on the NFC side, early, way too early, Washington the one seed.
Okay.
Rams two, Lions three, Panthers four, defending Super Bowl champ Eagles five, Vikings six, Cowboys seven. But on the other side is the AFC where we focus. Just, I mean, come on.
Like, what is the reasoning? I wish these guys would have to defend this, right? And tell us why you're picking these teams.
So what's more to you, what's more surprising? The fact that Chiefs are a sixth year, the fact they have the Indianapolis Colts winning the South.
Well, that. I think the Indianapolis Colts winning the South. Yeah, because I don't think either is going to happen, quite
Two
honestly.
Two teams
right?
jumping the Chiefs.
Two teams jumping the Chiefs.
After a decade of winning that division.
Yeah, but I can see where and why people pick it is because they get tired of it. It's like Chiefs fatigue, and so they just want somebody different. And you have said on record that you think Denver's going to have the best defense in the league.
Yeah,
they did. They got a good quarterback, good coach, right? Like, it's adding up there, but usually you could take a step forward to take a step back, and then you'll have that big jump, you know, in professional sports. The Chargers are everybody's love child, right? I mean, my God, everybody loves the Chargers.
Ready to rock.
This happens every year, so I'm not surprised that they picked the Chargers over the Chiefs in this situation.
And if Worms had machine guns.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, like, he's going to turn that guy into a Hall. So everybody buys all that BS that they peddle every year out in San Diego. And so the Colts, to me, like, I wouldn't even consider, like, the Colts, I would tell, don't show up this year. Just take the year off. Like, that's one of those teams that falls into that category of you're best not to play, right? And so that's why I'm surprised by it, because you have Anthony Richardson and Daniel Jones, and you're telling me that duo of quarterback is going to win any division? I don't care if it is the AFC South. Any division, you can't decide between Anthony Richardson and Daniel Jones. Those are your options. That's like having cold oatmeal and lukewarm. Like, you don't want either of those things. Like, nobody wants Anthony Richardson quit on his team and Daniel Jones fell down running.
It's like right field, we got Hunter Renfrow or MJ Melendez.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I mean, but at a position that truly matters, you know, a quarterback in the NFL. So that's why I'm surprised about that, because they got two ass at quarterback there in Indianapolis. I mean, the Chiefs stuff is just trying to be funny and be the first to predict that the Chiefs didn't win.
Yeah,
so you can tell your boy, I picked the Denver Broncos and look what happened. So I'm not really surprised by that. But, like, I need reasoning, right? Give me the reasoning, because I see why they would pick the Chiefs, but it's all low-hanging fruit that people who don't pay attention to the organization seemingly think is an issue. I guarantee you, whoever that was, Hank Hill or whoever created that bracket on Fox, I guarantee if you ask him why he picked the Chiefs third, he'll have something. They don't have a left tackle. They don't have a running back. Yeah. All that low-hanging fruit stuff that really doesn't matter. That's what the negators, the anti-chiefers, that's what they hold on to. Well, there's no left tackle. Actually, we have two left tackles, a proven one and a rookie who everybody says if he wasn't hurt, he'd be the best offensive lineman in the draft.
Yeah, he did big.
I like that, though, thinking about it, way what they'd say about the Chiefs rather than what they'd say about the Chargers and the Broncos. Because I'd know what they'd say about the Chargers and the Broncos. I'd really want to know what these national people think about the Chiefs, because most of the time it's pretty far off.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's why I want to know. Like, okay, great, you put out a bracket. Any nitwit can put out a bracket, right? My child can put out a bracket. The person who designed those Arrowhead renovations back a year ago could put out a bracket, right? Mm. It's not that complicated, okay? Frank White could fill out a bracket. I want to know reasoning why you picked the Kansas City Chiefs to finish third. Give me a detailed reason, because if you can give me a detailed reason and we can have a conversation about it, and we can say, I think this, this, and this, and I can say, well, I think that, fine, that's a conversation back and forth. But just picking them to finish third in the division and not giving a synopsis of why, it's toilet paper.
The only way that happens is if Mahomes misses more than 8 games. That would be my diff. Like, I'd be like, yeah, they're third. Okay. Mahomes is here for the first, you know, half of the season. Somehow got hurt in the Buffalo game and is out the rest of the season, but the Chiefs went 6-1 with him. They won 3 games throughout the rest of the season, snuck in with like 10 wins. They went 10-7. They're the 6th seed, the Chargers and Broncos. They just kept winning. That's the only logical reason I would say that would happen.
Well, yeah, if something goes dramatically
and
wrong,
that's it.
Right? And Andy Reid, I mean, my God, now we've got 17 games on the schedule. The guy averages 11 wins per season. He's going to fall out of bed and win 11 games in a 17-game season, right? Mm. And so you've got a situation here that they just do everything better than everybody else. And they've turned every loss that they've had player-wise into something positive. They have figured it out. Even with Patrick Mahomes being out of the line, we still went 2-1 when Patrick Mahomes was out of the line for those years. And it was against like Minnesota and Green Bay and some other teams that they played in that situation. So I don't understand the rationale other than I'm tired of the Chiefs winning. That seems to be the only thing that people have on this team, because their weaknesses aren't weak. Their strengths are stronger than everybody else. And they've got this revenge factor. Like, I really do believe, like, Kay Adams may be the only national person that has any clue as to what's going on with the Kansas City Chiefs in a real way. Like, she gets it. She, with that schedule Damn guy right. last week, she said, Damn oh, Patrick right. Mahomes revenge tour. Like, she understands what goes on. These other blowhards, the Cowherds, the Russos, all these other guys that just out there are bloviating about the Chiefs, they're ignorant. They don't know what's going on. They don't do their homework. Kay Adams may be the only one on the national level who actually does her homework and has a clue with this team.
She I know does. That I'm hard.
No doubt about it. Tim Duncan apparently plays golf, plus Jack Caglione goes to AAA, and we get into one word with Mac Morey on the other side here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Vinny Pasquantino, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Right back into it. Royals tonight, 8:45. Sorry, Vern. But at least
late game.
At least you could join our show today and not tomorrow, where you have to get up really early after being up all night. Royals on the West Coast. They visit the San Francisco. Now I just want to listen to the birds. But they visit the Giants. So, boy. You gotta stick that one out, Bob. Tonight you gotta
no chance. Okay. Go to the West Coast. Sorry, man. Lights go out. Go figure out if you want in the morning. I'm not gonna be shy about that.
Yeah, no.
We'll see what happens. It's not exactly a playoff game or anything of that nature. So it's a regular season baseball game. Maybe an inning or two, and then out. And so
I will ask you this. If Caglio was making his major league debut.
Oh, of course. Okay. It's a different story. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, okay. No, you got to pick and choose these things.
Right.
A random regular season game in May against the Giants on a Monday, not going to watch. But if at 9 o'clock at night, I'm saying. But if Jack Caglione's making his, absolutely. You just force yourself up for that one. No question.
Does anybody want to throw a dart at a date just randomly of Caglione making it to the major leagues?
April of next year. I'm still going to go with April of next year. I still think that's the one that makes your dartboard. No, I know. But I feel like, gosh, unless they start hitting and he can just be inserted in the lineup and be a guy and not have to be the guy, because I just don't want him up here if this team's not hitting. I just don't think it's a fair situation for him to be thrown into, because we can't control ourselves as fans, and we will have these uncontrollable expectations for this guy, and that's just not normal. So they need to go out there and make an addition outside the organization. Just let this kid play an entire year in the minors like they do. Do you think he's going to be a better player than Bobby?
No.
Okay. And Bobby had a full year in the minor leagues, right? He's arguably the best player in baseball. So
yeah.
I don't have any problem with Jack Caglione spending a year down there, a full year in the minor leagues.
I'll say July 17th.
Yeah, I was going to say 6 weeks. So it's a little past that.
Yeah, I'll say.
Or no, that's a little before that.
Because I believe that, and I'm biased right here, fanboy. So I'm in it. You're a fanboy. Thanks, Jason. I think that he's going to continue this sort of hitting in AAA. We saw a lot of it in spring training. Double A, it was a joke to him. Mm-hmm. I mean, the numbers were insane. Led the Texas League in RBIs. Gets the call up to AAA. I think he's just going to continue it. And I do get your point of he's not Bobby Witt Jr. Getting choked up over here. And he's not Bobby Witt Jr., but he doesn't have to be.
No, he does not have to be at all. Absolutely.
Bobby paved the road so that, Bobby walked so Jack could run.
Right.
Right. And I think that's what he can be. And he's never going to be that type of superstar. I don't think so. But he will be a superstar. Bobby is the third best baseball player in the world. And the only two people above him are a guy who's hitting 400 and a guy who's the best baseball player we've ever seen.
That's right.
That's where Bobby's at. Mm-hmm. So, awesome. And now what Jack Caglione can be is, he doesn't need to be Frank Thomas, but he can go be Paul Konerko. He doesn't have to be Manny Ramirez, but he can be Jim Thome.
Mm-hmm.
And that worked out great. Those are Hall of Fame career numbers and all those names that we've just mentioned. But again, I'm with you as well. I don't want expectations for him to have to come up and everyone think, because I would say that
it's going to be there regardless of when he comes up.
And it's already there.
It's already there.
Because he's a giant of a human. He's a wonderful personality. And he just carries attributes that are not normal.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when we always tell people, go watch an NBA game in person. You'll be mesmerized.
Go watch an NHL game in person, too. It changes your whole perspective on the game.
Right. Watching those guys and all that padding, not only play hockey, but skate. And you watch him play, and you can go watch him in Omaha. He'll be there the 30th. That's when he makes his home debut, 30th, 31st that weekend. And you'll see it. And it's just, you hear the stories, the sound of the bat. We played audio, the sound of the bat, the way he hits it, the way he plays. And it seems that every sort of test he has given, he has passed.
Mm-hmm.
Spring training, make it till the very end, till roster announced, did it. Double A, prove us that you can hit, did it. JJ, Ned, George, all these greats with eyeballs are going to come see if you pass the test. Did it. Now you're in AAA. The future is bright. And it's just kind of hilarious how foreshadowing the season can be, where a team can't, like you said, and I've said it, hit themselves out of a wet paper sack right now.
Right.
Can he be the guy that changes that? I don't know. But when Bobby Witt Jr. had that hitting streak and we had Cotrero on the show, he said, when one guy starts doing something, it affects everybody. And if Caglione comes up here and is a jolt in this lineup, because he's been one in Double A and Triple A, he's got to nail Triple A, I think, the same way he did Double A, then yes, I do believe it could be contagious. And I think it could be something that, fortunately, maybe, with expectations already there, people will just be,
all right.
Like, if this was a year ago and this lineup was producing like it did last year, four and a half, five runs per ball game, driving in everybody from third base with less than two outs and all that kind of stuff, and producing like they were, I would feel more comfortable with him up here in that lineup last year than I would in this lineup this year, because he's not going to have an opportunity this year to really showcase who he is, because I think he's going to be that guy that a lot of people start pitching around, right? And then he starts chasing pitches and gets, you know, out of sorts and whatnot. You know how people get impatient in life and whatnot. And so I just think, you know, as long as these guys start turning it around at the big league level and Salvi starts to figure it out a little bit, getting very concerned now, I think more so today, and we'll talk to Vern about it in about an hour, but I'm more concerned about Salvi now than just about anybody on this roster at this point in time. But if guys can figure it out and turn it around and give this kid protection in the lineup, and he can just be a guy and not the guy, like, look at, again, and I hate to continue to make the Chiefs examples, but what the Chiefs have done has really can lay the groundwork for all these other sports. And if you're not really following their blueprint, you're probably doing it wrong. When they brought Patrick Mahomes in, they had a veteran guy, obviously, in Alex Smith. But more importantly, when they finally were ready to have Patrick Mahomes come up to the big league level, if you will, and be that starting quarterback, what did they do? They immediately went out and got Sammy Watkins. They gave him that veteran, reliable guy that he knew he could have in his back pocket when he needed a big play. Sammy Watkins was that guy. That was the plan. Obviously, we saw Patrick didn't need Sammy Watkins, but that was the game plan of going in. Jack needs a couple of those guys in the lineup to be hitting so he doesn't have to go out there and score you 55 points a game, because that's going to be physically impossible. And so that's why I look at next year. Like, no matter when he comes up, there's going to be pressure on him. But if he comes up in the middle of a lineup, again, that can't hit themselves out of a wet paper bag and is averaging 1.9 runs per ball game, the immense pressure on him to be that catalyst, I don't want that for him. I don't want that for us either, because if he doesn't get the job, then we're all walking around talking about, like, oh, what another bust, you know? And I'm not ready for that conversation. I'm not ready to have fans see that. I'm ready for this kid to come up in a, and no situation again is perfect, but a better situation than where this team is right now from an offensive standpoint.
It's like that rookie quarterback who, you know, he could come in and play, but it's not necessarily the best situation, best team. Might as well just have him sit and learn. More detriment could happen if he came in and play. That's kind of your take?
Yeah, I think so.
Or you're the Atlanta Falcons and your starting quarterback has gone winless in 5 weeks and thrown 10 interceptions and zero touchdowns, and Michael Penix needs to start.
And there is that. But that's the difference between football and baseball, right? In football, it's like, bring him up. Let's go. Play right away. In baseball, well, let's make sure you're down in the minors and you get this thing all worked out and you're ready to rock and roll. And so I guess if there was a minor league in football, does Penix make the jump up? I don't know what the answer to that question is. We've never had to be in that situation before, but I think we've been here with Cags before. Obviously, you see a lot of players come up to the big league level and not get the job done. A lot is on them. A lot is on the situation in which they're brought up in. But like I said, I still think the best move for this ball club is to find a bat outside the organization. Who that is, who that guy can be, I don't have an answer for that. I don't think many people do right now. But if you're going to be a playoff team, you still need another big league bat in this lineup on this roster.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
Dumb.
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Take away,
Mac. I love that cut of Michael Scott, man. I was watching The Office again this weekend.
Have you seen the commercial with him and Jim from The Office for...
I don't think I have.
What the hell was the commercial? I was watching it last night, and I'm like...
Damn, I need to look that up. Him and Krasinski?
Yeah. What the hell is the commercial for? Now I'm drawing a blank, but I was watching it last night. I'm like, okay.
I saw a new commercial. I think it was on CBS yesterday, watching the PGA Championship. Yeah. There's a new show coming out called DMV.
Oh, I did see that.
It looks like it's kind of themed like The Office.
Like the Department of Motor Vehicle? Oh, that could be good. Who's in it?
Literally, I think it was, why do I want to say it was Tim Meadows? It wasn't Tim Meadows. But the two people show up to work. The place is completely bonkers. It says, all right, let's do this. And it just says, DMV coming soon. I'm going to give it a shot.
Has anybody ever enjoyed their DMV experience ever?
Oh, yeah, I have. One time. When I realized you can reserve your online reservation for your license. And I walked in. The lady said, license plate or driver's license? I said, oh, I have an appointment. She went, oh. See that green cone chair? It's like, yep. She goes, that. Lady gets done with somebody, gets up, goes, next available appointment. I walked like Vince McMahon walks down the ramp, and everybody in the chair rose, looked at me like I was a Richard. I was like, hey, you can do it too.
That's
on you. If you don't know to make an appointment now, sorry, that's your problem, not ours.
She hit, next available appointment. No chance. All right,
I guess the last time I went to the DMV, I got hit on, and my daughter was telling everybody, dad pulls.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, dad pulls.
I just want to win, Jim.
No doubt.
All right, one word on the Royals this last weekend.
Sad.
Devastating.
Mm. It was a terrible weekend. Yep, Not only did you lose 2 out of 3, almost lost all 3 games to the Cardinals, barely scored a run, you also lost Lugo and Reagans to the disabled list. Right now, people I've talked to, you DFA'd a guy, which is a good move. That guy's making some cash.
$4.5 million.
So they're eating $4.5 million. That's brilliant. Glass never would have done that. And so I think the Lugo and Reagans thing, I talked to somebody yesterday in the organization, not worried at all. It's more of a precautionary thing at this point in time. But this is the second time now this Reagan's groin injury kind of popped up. And so I don't know what you do in that situation. If you just, like you mentioned it earlier, maybe you shut him down for a month to get it back to where it needs to be, because this Cameron kid's pitching good.
Yeah, it's essentially 3 starts.
Yep.
This was there Friday, pretty close, watching him walk off. And as soon as he came off, is everybody, that hammy again? It's that hammy again, so. Devastating this weekend because you let those Cardinals fans come into your house, kick your ass, and cheer. It's so annoying. I hate it.
Yeah, it was unfortunate. One word, something that's not unfortunate, one word on Jack Caglione being called up to AAA.
Time. Like, it was time.
Okay. Like, give it time or it's
no,
time?
No, it was
or...
time. It was time. Time. I mean, what more could he have done at AA? It's like me at a Chinese buffet back in the day in college for $5. Sir, it's 7 o'clock. You need to go. I'm like, I've only been here 6 hours.
We literally don't have any lo mein left because of you.
Oh, God. The Chinese buffet behind King Arthur's back in the day was like $5.95. That's the thing that's gone up in price, too. The price of the Chinese buffet.
But at least you can eat your weight and cash in it. You're not just getting one or two items and you're like, here, sorry, it is what it is. Like, I'm getting my money's worth today.
Yeah, that was always like a Sunday after a night of drinking. Load up on the Chinese buffet, crab rangoon, egg roll. Let's go.
And you had to get home quick. And a little soft serve machine.
Yeah, a soft serve machine.
Twist ice cream cone.
Legendary.
One word, Jack Caglione promoted, baby. Like, that's what you need to see. This is the process. This is an actual process that you can trust. Unlike stadiums and Joel Embiid, or maybe they're the same thing. This is a process that can be trusted. This is a proven process from spring training to AA to now AAA. If you're a diehard Royals fan, you should be wanting this to absolutely take the ground running and go off into it. He'll have the day off today, then the AAA career will start, and let's just hope that it's fireworks like it was in AA.
Did I see a commercial with Joel Embiid in it yesterday as well?
No, I don't think so.
I think I did.
Okay. NBA Final Four is set. We've got the Knicks and the Pacers. Classic matchup going back to the 90s. And then the other side, we've got the Timberwolves and the Oklahoma City Thunder. One word on the NBA Final Four.
New. Mm-hmm. No, 3 of the 4 teams have never won a championship, and the Knicks haven't won one since the early 70s.
Yeah, 52 years.
This is for people like, you want something new? This is it. You got new. And you're looking at it and you go, I'd rather have the Lakers.
Yeah, I mean, it's because I said something yesterday on Twitter. I said the West Side is Ant versus SGA, and then the Knicks. And then it's, hey, the Pacers are good too. I'm not saying that they're not. I'm just saying that's the story of what we have in the Final Four of the NBA. And I think that you do hit it on the head right there with what new. Who's the face? Is it SGA? Is it, the Canadian, point guard that plays for the Thunder that everyone forgets that he's not Team USA? Mm-hmm. Or is it Ant? Is it a little tough guy, We thought the baby was going to be the next big rapper. Didn't turn out. Fell short. Is Ant the next big face of the NBA? Got a little bad guy to him. Got a little pizzazz. Jumps out of a gym. Is exciting. Minnesota never won anything.
Nope.
Lost Garnett.
Literally goes, in any sport. Like,
right. Oh, the Twins.
Yeah.
But the Twins haven't done it since, 91, right?
91.
That's the last championship won in Minnesota, if I'm not mistaken.
The last time they had a winning streak of longer than 11 games.
Oh, was it really?
They just did it this past
week. Wow. Damn, I didn't know that.
Damn.
Yeah. I love those late 80s, early 90s Twins teams, man. Those were so much fun to watch.
Gary Gaetti, Paul Molitor, Kirby Puckett.
Kirby Puckett was my idol. Fat guy who could run fast. I couldn't run fast, yeah. But boy, he was every fat kid's idol.
But yeah, so the final, I'm interested in new is good. I think those are two good words because obviously no dog in the fight. He's got the Knicks.
What, if the Knicks win this thing, is Brunson the face of the NBA? Or are we still going to be looking for the new? Why? He's a Knick. They won the championship for the first time in 50 years.
He just doesn't have that.
He just doesn't
have the, you know, it's like, I don't know. It's like Bobby couldn't be the face of baseball.
I got you. Okay.
He's great. Yeah. He's a stud.
He's just not that guy.
But he just doesn't give you, he doesn't move your needle. Yeah. I mean, mine, but like he just like, hey, it's Bobby Wood Jr. It's like,
yeah,
all right.
No,
if Jason Tatum couldn't be the face of the league, I'd be shocked if Jalen Brunson could, to be honest.
Jalen Brown's now injured, too. They say he has a bad meniscus.
Partially
that Boston
torn meniscus.
Celtics team, since they sold it, has gone downhill. It has gone to hell in a handbasket.
It's like you don't get mad at George Strait when you go see him in concert, right? You know he's going to play the hits, be up there. It's not going to be entertaining. Garth Brooks, though. That's a front man.
That's
like,
a front
that's
man.
That's a guy you can go. But they're still both talented.
Right.
They're still both great and legacies. But it's like you go to George Strait concert, you're like, you ain't going to move, man. He's going to stand there and sing every song that you know word for word. And then Garth's going to go up there and run this way and run that way and fly
but
out.
But both
the
give you exactly what you expected, and it's not a disappointment. I went to Garth Brooks years ago. Not Garth Brooks. George Strait years ago. Mm-hmm. Three songs in, he goes, I can't sing tonight. I'm done. Come back next week.
And he did it.
And he did it. Yeah, he did it. Everybody went back next week. Concert started just like it did the last time. And
that's great.
Yeah. I think even Martina McBride came back, if I'm not mistaken. She opened for him.
Again,
I think they like they just hit the reset button and did it the following week. Yeah. Well,
he did a double night, went out there one night, sang, lost his voice, came out the next night. I was like, this isn't what you guys paid for. I'll be back.
It was awesome. Like it was so like I couldn't tell that it was my first George Strait concert, my only George Strait concert, and because he stole my song if it wasn't for Breakfast, right?
Of course.
I mean, yeah. If it wasn't for Breakfast, he ripped off and turned into If It Wasn't for Texas. But it was remarkable. I really got a lot of respect for him that night because most of these singers would just gutted through onto the next, you know, don't care. Sorry. You couldn't tell that George was, but he wasn't feeling himself. And he said, athletes did that. Imagine if pitchers got pulled like in the third inning and they had to refund everybody. Come back next time. Free ticket.
Yeah. LeBron fouls out. Hey, come back next week.
I didn't give you what 40. I wanted. Right.
Sorry, we didn't plan on having a position player pitch. Didn't expect getting beat 14-1. Come back tomorrow. It's on us.
Yeah. I mean, could you imagine if sports did something like that where you didn't, like, that would be a great promotion for, like, a team like the Orioles right now who stink. Mm. Hey, if we don't give you what you want and we lose by three or more at home, you get a game on us.
Yeah. Free beer. Something like that.
Something. No, I think you give them a game on them. There's plenty of tickets to be had. It's not costing you anything. You get them into the ballpark, then they'll buy the beer. You know?
Yep,
so, like, the Orioles lose yesterday 10-4. We got our ass kicked yesterday. We didn't give you what you wanted. Here's a voucher for a free ticket. Come back another time and give us another chance.
They did do that. They said, our manager is no longer
they did. Yeah,
so
yeah.
You win.
Fourth worst winning percentage right now in Major League Baseball.
That is one word. That is Mac Morey, Bob Fesco. Coming up, there is a new NFL playoff format. Are you in or out? We'll explain what it is on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Here in the 7 o'clock hour, we'll be with Josh Vernier a little bit later on, about 8:20-ish, talking all things Royals, how he survived the weekend, what the Royals need to do on this West Coast trip.
Three in San Francisco, then three in Minnesota, right?
Mm-hmm. And then Detroit comes to town at the end of the month, so it's
that's next week.
Yeah, exactly.
He's already gone. Good Lord.
Basically, your equivalent of the NL West in the San Francisco 49 Giants. My dad did a good comparison. He's like, the Dodgers and the Tigers are the same team. The Guardians and, or maybe he said that we were the Diamondbacks. Because, like, every team in that division's great. Every team in the AL Central's great. And, yeah, Detroit's already almost a 40 wins.
It's nuts. So they're Thursday off day, Wednesday day game, 2:45, then Minnesota, for the weekend, and then home for the is it home for the Tigers right after that? Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, they're here. I think they're here the 30th.
Oh no, the Reds first.
Okay,
you got three games with the Reds, who just swept the Guardians.
That's right.
And then, so you've got three against the Giants coming up, break. Then you've got three against the Twins, three against the Reds, off day. And then you've got the Tigers coming in for that weekend series leading into the beginning of June. This is a bear over these next couple of days. But these teams got to play the Royals as well. Right. But the problem is, are they going to be able to score enough runs? I'm not worried about their pitching at all, right? They've got a great arsenal right now. Best ERA in the American League. Problem is, they're not scoring any runs. And so will they be able to score, you know, 3-4 runs a game? Because if they do, they'll have an opportunity to win a lot of these games.
Yeah, and that's, should have known the Reds, because that's what Vern was promoting.
That's right, yeah.
De La Cruz and Brady Singer will be in town. Mm-hmm. So if you want to go see a superstar athlete in De La Cruz and Bobby Witt Jr. on the same night in the same place, I highly suggest you go check out one of those games. And then, yeah, Detroit's in town, and we're going to know a lot by the end of May.
Yeah, we really will, right? We will know a lot. This time, I would say not quite this time next week, but next Friday, a week from Friday, we'll know a lot as they get ready to enter into that series against the Tigers after three against the Giants, three against the Twins, and three against the Reds. And again, the Reds are playing better baseball. They just swept the Guardians this weekend.
So the tush push is still tables of conversation. What does she do for a living? Tables. I don't want to hear about the tables. But the tush push is going to be revisited this week for the ownership meeting in Minneapolis or some sort of something that's happening. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, they're going to revamp that. The Lions proposed a new playoff seating. You in or you out on this?
I'm kind of both. Okay. And the reason I say that is I'm for the new seeding. And what they want to do is basically just seed everybody 1-7 based on record. Get rid of the, if you win the division, you're a top 4 seed. I can get with that if we get rid of the divisions, but they want to use winning the division as that first tiebreaker. And I was looking at something yesterday. Only 35% of games on an NFL schedule right now are divisional games. Once they go to 18 games, which we all know is going to happen, only a third of the schedule will be divisional games. So it's not like they account for a lot of games on the schedule. I talked about this, I don't know, a couple months ago. I don't have a problem going 1-7. Let's just get rid of the division formats and come up with that one true rival that you had. Like, it was rivalry weekend in baseball, if you knew, right? Everybody was playing their rival this weekend in baseball. Have that in the NFL. Have it rivalry weekend twice a year, where the Chiefs and Raiders, I would say, is your natural rival. That's who I would keep. You play them at home and you play them away. And then the other 16 games, you find a different way to schedule and have some fun with it. That's how I would do it if I was reseeding this whole thing. I just do away with divisions because I don't know. I mean, after a while, like, the division, like, I don't care about seeing the Chargers anymore. It like, kind of gets stale after a while. Yeah.
Because this sort of proposal is tabled. So they are going to discuss this again tomorrow and Wednesday.
Yeah, this could happen.
To see if they want to vote on it. The owners could have voted on this earlier back in March, but again, the talks were tabled until the meeting that is happening tomorrow and Wednesday in Minneapolis. Like you had mentioned, the proposal is basically saying that they don't want to give you a lock in. They want to do it on record. And I don't know. I'm kind of different with the divisions, because my fandom has been brought up because of divisions.
Sure.
And I don't know if, like, it's still the same if it's not there. Like, we've had 10 years of dominance in the AFC West, and now teams are starting to get better, which is going to make that conference better. It makes me hate the Tigers more in baseball, or the Guardians or guys like that, because they continuously win this year. And you're like, oh, this division was never this good. Chiefs, oh, we were running through it all these times with Mahomes. Now the Raiders went out and made adjustments. Now the Chargers went out and made adjustments. Now the Broncos have what Mac thinks is the best defense in the NFL, which I don't disagree with. And it's your division. And I don't know. I kind of like it because it brings out that rivalry. And when you don't have that, it's like, oh, well, I get that game 2 games a year, and that's fun. Whereas with the Bills, I get it 2 games a year. Maybe they got to get their job done in the playoff, but I'm always going to see the Bills in the regular season. But that's fine. That's not the core rivalry. That's a rivalry, but that's not where I consider the core of the Chiefs' rivals to be.
Yeah, and I would say like this, other than like this year, this American League Central Division is stunk out loud, right? Like, yeah. Did you really need
last
to see
year
the Twins?
Was good too.
Yeah, last year, recent memory. But for the most part, since we've had the Central Division, it's been about as interesting as this empty piece of paper that I'm looking at.
It's been
right?
the AFC South.
Yeah, and there's my point. Like, if you're in the AFC South, no matter what team you're a fan of, right? Just say you're a Jacksonville team. Do you really need to see Indianapolis, Tennessee, and Houston twice a year?
I was actually about to say that's exactly why you need it, Bob, because you don't care about football. But I know for six games a year, I hate the Titans. I hate the Colts. I hate those teams. I'm going to get up for those games. I know Titans fans, they care about this game.
Do they?
Those Colts games?
Yeah, really?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
They care about those games? Really?
Oh, Buck Rising when the Colts come to town. he changed his name from Buck to never mind.
I mean, like, Seattle, Arizona twice a year? Do we need that? Do we need, like, the Rams playing
Arizona, maybe
they do. I don't know. I just think if you're going to change the entire playoff format, let's just change the whole thing up, man, and go with something different for a while. The NFL has been great about doing that, trying things, and if it doesn't work, well, we'll switch it back. You know,
they'll still come.
Yeah, and they'll still go to games. Like, all of a sudden, if you just said, all right, we're moving to 18 games, everybody has their one true rival, fan vote. Who you get to choose as your one true rival would be kind of fun weighing in. Who do you think we would choose here? I think it would be the Raiders, right?
No, I think it'd be the Broncos.
You think it would be the Broncos? Maybe that's our Wednesday poll. If you had to choose one true rival, is it the Raiders or is it the Broncos? Because I would go with
the
Raiders.
Chargers.
Yeah, we could throw them on there, but I don't think they would get many votes.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree.
So you have your one true rival, and then you have 16 other games, and you make schedule release night. Lottery-ish, fun, figure it out where you're drawing names and you're creating games. Because you have 16 games where you could have different sorts of matchups. And so maybe one year you do want to do a home-and-home with Buffalo because they're supposed to be good or whatever the case may be. I think the division games limits what you can do from a scheduling standpoint. And if you're going to expand to this playoff format, scratch the divisions, man, and just let's go.
What if we can promise, that's compromise if you have dyslexia like I do, what if we can promise instead of playing your division twice, you play them once. Like what baseball did. Instead of playing your division team,
I don't hate that.
You know, 19 times, you play them 11 now.
13 or 11. Yeah, I don't necessarily hate that. And then you alternate every year. Yep. The Raiders are here this year, then we're there next year. I don't hate that.
You add four more games to your schedule of different teams. Maybe you go play another
division.
Right.
Yeah.
You play the NFC's top.
Okay, I'm in. 100%. Good. Love it. Good idea. Really good idea.
Yeah, I'm still out.
You want those two?
I want those two games. Yeah, really? I think when you mentioned
that
like
Jets being Dolphins matchup, man, I'm going to tell you what.
Dude, yes. For Jets and Dolphins fans, absolutely.
When the Patriots were great. Against the Broncos, it always gets played with the Chiefs starters on the bench.
That 20-year dynasty that New England was, you know, 16-0 every year, they were scared when they played the Dolphins, even when the Dolphins were winning four games, because for whatever reason, it's a rivalry. They have this vibe that happens in Miami's arena. You don't want to lose that culture, that vibe in the NFL.
I'm just giving you both the best of
both
worlds.
No, I agree. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
No, I like your – I'm in on that.
The NBA struggles with this. That's why I don't want to lose in the NFL. The NBA needs rivalries. The NFL has them. They don't want to lose them.
But do they have – but the
WNBA's got a pretty good rivalry.
Yeah, they may have the best rivalry in sports.
It's up there.
That's not a hot take.
It's not a hot take.
It's really not.
It's not a hot take. It may be the best rivalry in professional sports right now, the Sky versus the Fever. I mean, think about it.
Either way you want to do it, but they both are the face of their franchise.
Yeah, no, right. I know what you mean.
Yeah, so that's fine. You want to do the player, you want to do the team, but it's a great rivalry where you know like there's going to be fisticuffs, and they got five more of these.
Yeah, because Mahomes
and
Allen don't hate each other.
No, they actually like each other, and that kind of stings.
They're boys.
Right? They're hanging out.
Mahomes ripped his heart out and immediately went and found him afterwards because he said he had to.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
I don't know what's worse. They lost to the Bengals. The fact that Mahomes went like helped him off the field. I'm like, you're supposed to hate this guy.
Right, and they don't. So, no, I do. I think that Angel Reese, that Caitlin Clark rivalry may be the best in sports right now. But you could still have those rivals. Because I think the Chiefs' rivals have changed over the years. I've said the division guys are no longer rivals to us. You know, now, because they've gotten better, maybe that changes.
It's gonna be back,
but during most of this run with Patrick Mahomes, the AFC West has not been rivals at all. They've been basically preseason games, and they've been wastes of time. The Bengals, the Bills, the Ravens, those are the teams that became your rival. It used to be the Steelers, the Patriots, but those teams aged out and things have changed. Your biggest rival right now is Buffalo. I think your biggest rival right now is Cincinnati to an extent, to Baltimore. They're the ones. Now, if these teams in the West pick up the slack and they make it competitive, then we can have a different conversation. But as we sit right now...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Those guys out west are far from your rivals compared to where Buffalo, Cincinnati, and Baltimore are.
Locked, cocked, and ready to rock.
Better believe, Jim. He was called up to AAA, the number 10 prospect in all of baseball. Jack Caglione gets called to Omaha. We dive into that, plus a couple of questions from Bob Fesco. That one of them, I don't know if I want to hear the question, but I see what it says, and I'm against it, but maybe you are not. We'll get to that on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Matt Quatrero, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.